Russian rock. It's not just Pussy Riot. A band called Pompeia has made its way into the international music scene with danceable grooves and funky bass lines. I bet you didn't even think I could say the word funky. Pompeia has a new album out. It's called Real. And Daniil Broad is the lead singer of Pompeia. He joins us from the studios of the BBC in Moscow. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks. Привет.
Does your music cast back a little to the 80s? Duran Duran, Journey, The Cure, Britain American pop?
Yes, totally. Totally. And I really appreciate when people notice that. Because sometimes, especially young people, they're comparing our music to modern acts, which is not exactly correct. But when people notice the bands like you did, it's totally what we are about.
Did you grow up listening to that kind of music?
Unfortunately, not. I grew up in the 90s, so I grew up listening to Nirvana, Pearl Jam. And I opened 80s music just when I started to play that kind of music. We started to play that kind of music. People started to compare, and I started to dig what was there in 80s. Fleetwood Mac, Kate Bush, Talk Talk. All this music inspires me a lot.
Another track from the album. This one is called Anyway. What's one of the funniest jobs you had to have while working as a musician?
I had a job as a designer, crappy designer, just a small business cards, flyers, and I understood that it not working, so I had to quit and I had to be only a musician. We've been a musicians without making any money for maybe a year. But that's something that any musician should go through, I think.
Yeah, although I'm just going to guess it must be really hard to be a musician earning no money and live in Moscow in February.
Well, yeah, but we had families, so that was not that hard. That was fun time. I remember this time with tears in my eyes. We were really romantic and enthusiastic about everything. It's probably like we feel right now about the States. Because in the States, we're starting from the new, and it's very excited feeling.
I want to hear the title track of this album. It's called Real. Sometimes I feel like I can hide behind the storm.
Sometimes I think I might be wrong. This song means a lot to me. This is the first song when I tried to think about who do I want to be really. Mm-hmm. And this is the first song musically that we tried to do a ballad. And people in Russia loved this song live. Usually people listen to Pompeia as a dance band. And here is the first song that's very slow, but it's very emotional. Want to be right
down. There are tens of thousands of bands in the United States and Great Britain that never do a political song, in a funny way, because they're free to do a political song anytime they want. But I wonder if that is different in Russia.
Yes. Most people don't write a political songs in Russia for the reason that they can get in trouble. Maybe they will not get in trouble, like in a jail or something. Mm-hmm. But they probably will be declined from some venues or promoters. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the funny thing is right now, English can give you some kind of a safety in that case. So people would not understand exactly what you're singing about. So English-speaking bands probably can do a political song. But should it make sense for the Russian audience? I don't know.
Yeah. One more song I want to ask you about. Appropriately, the last one. Music could be the definition of pop. What makes you want to make this kind of music?
It happens naturally. I think we found our style. I used to play in a punk rock band, and I can't say that I'm happy on stage when that much noise on stage. Our band, Pompeia, is very good sound live because this is not loud to burn your ears,
yeah.
But it's loud enough to make you want to dance, and this style of music will be fun for entire of my life.
Janil Broad, he is the lead singer of the Russian band Pompeia. Their new album is called Real. Speaking from Moscow, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, спасибо. Всем хорошего настроения.